Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
When Lando keeps calling Han Han, why didn't Han respond by calling him Wando?
Hey there! Welcome to another episode of the Star Wars Minute. It's your daily show where we analyze, we scrutinize, and yes, we celebrate Solo, a Star Wars story, 1 minute at a time. I'm Alex Robinson from alexrobinson.fun.
I'm Pete the Retailer from petetheretailer.com.
And I'm Chris Radke, the comptroller of Star Wars City.
Welcome back. Big guy.
Hey, big guy.
Big guy.
Hey, big guy. I came back.
Now you.
I was allowed to return.
It's your job to comp all the trolls, make sure they get in for free.
Yes.
Star Wars City. Okay.
That's a troll comper.
Oh,
he's
okay.
A comp troll.
I am the comp troller. Comp the trolls.
Right.
Troll the comps. All the different types: ice trolls. There's cave trolls.
Sure,
all of them.
Sure.
Come on in.
What about like the ones where you spin and their hair goes straight up?
Yep. All trolls.
Those are like the trolls of record these days. That's if you say trolls, that's what most people think you're talking about.
Yeah.
Out in the world.
Or internet trolls.
Hey, We've got all sorts of trolls. Dude, Star Wars City is a very diverse and welcoming place.
Speaking of
a lot of crime.
Speaking
those
of
two Star are not related. Those two are not related.
No, they are not.
Speaking of Star Wars, let's talk about Minute 57 of Solo, a Star Wars story. Mm-hmm. Minute 57 is Han telling Lando that he'll see his 2000.
Mm-hmm.
And it ends a minute later with Lando telling Han he's good. And Han saying, yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Hey. You're good. Yeah. Let's be friends. It's Star Wars, man.
So Han, Lando raised 2000 and
creds.
And Han sees, and this is where Han gets the idea of accepting 2000 as a good deposit for the Millennium Falcon trip.
Oh,
this is
go.
Where he learns that.
So. Oh, God.
You can hear the music swells when he hears 2000 and he goes, 2000.
He's like, let me note that for sometime in the future.
Totally make a note of that. I got a
what we should do is go
number.
Back into, go back to the original trilogy and then just insert clips from Solo as little flash, like bring, bring, bring flashbacks every time something happens that's related to this. So like, it's like when Obi-Wan's like, we can give you 2,000 now and another 15 when we reach Alderaan. And like, bring, bring, bring.
Like,
Lando being like, 2,000. Bring, bring. And then go back to it. And Han being like, 17, huh?
That'd be amazing.
And I don't want these to be quick. I don't want these to be quick, like smash cuts. It should be like literally like 4 seconds to get into it.
It needs time to breathe. Yeah. Yes, I remember when I was young, when I was a different man.
So,
Berlin Amarok,
like, 2000 now, 2000 now, 2000 now, 2000.
2000.
So that's something I don't understand. I've never understood in poker games and movies and TV shows where they just have a pile of. Like, it seems like they have chips from like 25 different games. And then you have like people like, I'll throw in my watch and my this.
There's some like Parcheesi men in there. And like,
I never understood how that's supposed to work in these situations. Parcheesi men. There must be a term for that.
I think they're just Parcheesi men. Well, it depends on which version you're playing. You playing with the little flat wooden discs? Or are you playing with the little plastic kind of Clue?
You tell me.
Well, even Clue has changed. Everything's changed. Well, that was one of my notes was poker with like a little shruggy face.
What about it?
Like it's the same thing. Like this scene plays out the same way if I'm watching poker on in a movie or on TV, because like, I don't know what's going on. You could tell me anything beats anything else. And I'll be like, okay, sure. Oh, is that a big, he raised him, right? Is that a thing? Like I know nothing about poker or sabacc. And so like that for like, you get it from the context, but it's just like, okay.
Well, that's why I think it's so funny that they supposedly spent an intense weekend learning how to play sabacc when you have no, other than just like, I'm minus two. There's no,
right.
They don't, and justifiably, they don't put any effort into having us follow the game because it doesn't matter. It's just,
I'm glad they don't.
Yeah.
But like,
listen,
it's meant almost as a compliment.
You guys need to understand it's a very complicated game that people put many years of dedication into to learn how to play.
Mm. It's easy to learn, to be like a lifetime to master.
Right. So like, just, you know, let the game play. You're in space.
You don't have to preach to me. If it was up to me, this whole movie would be about them competing in a sabacc tournament, and the whole thing would just be set at a sabacc tournament. You know what I mean?
That would be a movie.
Could you have it be like half sabacc and then like maybe like 40 minutes of just like brutal torture where like people are getting whacked in the junk with a retaining cane?
No.
Wait, so you want half sabacc, half whacked?
Yeah, there you go.
No, I want a 2.5 hour sabacc movie that is just cuts of like, how many stupid aliens can you cut to?
There you go.
In 2.5 hours, right? Exactly. It's like, here's a guy, and then it cuts to like a giant finger that's eating a bunch of faces, and it's really like stupid.
Yellow submarine all of a sudden.
Yeah, right,
totally. Exactly. A giant boot is chasing a giant worm down the street.
But they're all watching a card game.
Now, I was making an offhand reference to Casino Royale, but if you had a big, you know, long sabacc game with a bunch of aliens, and then you did have a whole torture scene, you could also have goofy aliens sitting around and have their reactions, like when Han Solo gets whacked, they'd all be like, making all these, you know, like mugging for these reactions. So
it's funny you bring that up because one of my notes was we've been kind of picking on the sound department in this movie a bit. Mm-hmm. And I think this is a movie
I'm so glad you brought that up.
Let's see if it's the same complaint or not. So the scene where they're talking, I raise whatever, and they're kind of, you know, in brinksmanship gambling wise and stuff like that. And the crowd reaction is like they're on the set of Full House or something. Like he's like,
like it's like a game of Hearthstone, and I just did 8 damage. It was like, it was like I'm watching this and I'm like, that's what the hell is going on?
If you compare this to like the scene in Raiders of the Lost Ark where Marion is in the drinking contest with that guy and all everyone's gathered around, it's a similar kind of vibe, but that one you really get the feeling those people are reacting to what is going on, and they sound like they are in the, there's no way this thing could be, that many people could be like, no one would be 10 feet away, people would not be able to hear what they're saying to each other, so it doesn't make any sense for it to be like they're, you know, anyway, so that was one.
That's a really good point. That's, you know, you hit something that really is that shines here is my problem with all of these sabacc scenes is I never feel invested in the game that's being played.
Uh-huh.
Like, I don't feel that, like, you know, the intensity of like, what's going to happen next? Yeah. It's like, it's just smarm versus smarm. Mm. And it's Ron Howard being a pretty pedestrian director. Thank goodness his daughter is a better director than he is.
I'll agree with you on that. Yeah.
She's great, but he's just like the most, like, he is literally, you know what I'll say? And this is meant for you, Alex. He's the Cheez-Its of directors.
Hmm. No,
it's good. It satisfies, it gets you through, but it's not the, like, it's not the, well, I take that back. I know that's Alex's first choice, but Cheez-Its is kind of like, oh yeah, Cheez-Its are good.
I thought you meant it as opposed to cheese nips. Like, which one is?
Ooh, cheese nips, Cheez-Its. Mm. I think Cheez-Its are better than cheese nips.
This is an ongoing thing that we've been talking about this season, is that it's not the, sound design, it's the sound mix. That the sound mix, all the stuff sounds like it's coming from nowhere, and it's not happening in a movie. It's just on, it's just floating around in space. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Well, listen, like, I'll speak out of both sides. At the end of the day, it was a rush job. They had to get this movie done.
Right.
They're on a tight deadline.
And also, I don't know if I would have noticed it if we weren't going through it minute by minute. I mean, that's also a contributing factor. Yeah. We're like drilling, and you know,
we're like losers, man.
I'm saying we're kind of like looking for stuff to critique, you know. So we're gonna notice little things. Like, I'm sure a casual listener would be like, "What are you guys talking about? Like, you're reacting to the people in the background of the movie who have nothing to do with anything." So,
let me say that this has been an issue throughout the entire Disney Star Wars slate. And I noticed it in the theater going all the way back to Force Awakens that it was bothering me. Even back then, it was bothering me. And so it's an ongoing problem, not just with Solo, but with the Disney output in general. And I don't know if there's one person that I'm picking on accidentally. Am I subtweeting some poor woman who's the chief sound mixer at Skywalker or whatever? But it's just been a nonstop problem. You know, when things are happening right in the middle of the screen, it sounds great. But anytime there's anything, any other sounds just sound like they're coming from the ether.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I'm going to have to start paying attention. Mm. You find that on the TV shows too?
Hard to tell, because I'm not usually watching those on like my system.
You're the friggin' worst with your
No, I have to watch them with headphones.
Cartoons and toys.
No. We have to do, we had to do the... we have been doing our day of shows for the most part for the live action shows, and those I have to watch them with my headphones on, and so it's a little bit, I guess it is, I don't know, everything seems a little more immediate with the headphones on. I gotta watch it with my sound system and see what's up.
It sounds
I've developed a system involving sound.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So in the pool, we see a bunch of different coins and stuff, as I mentioned before. But also,
those are creds.
Do we know, does the Empire not have, we're 10 years into the Empire at this point, does the Empire not have a coin of the realm? Like, it seems like this kind of stuff should be like...
Standardized.
Look, man. Thank you.
The galaxy is a big place, right? So there's like universal currency, there's local currencies, there's trading, there's bartering. So
you're saying even if they were like making a conscious effort to replace it, you're saying local coins are still going to circulate around and just right. Even if they're gradually
for replaced. Look, if Palpatine was uninterrupted from, BB-8 all the way to whatever today is. Yeah, BB-8. Currency would probably,
from BB-8 currency, to today, all your latest hits.
From BB, exactly. Currency in space. It would be, we would be at a point where you would have just, the €1. But now, at 10 years, that's not a lot of time.
Yeah.
You know what 10 years is? 10 years is enough time to forget about Jedi, but not for currency.
Not to replace money. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Could be.
Mm-hmm.
About money.
I like the idea that Palpatine, though, ultimately, like, I like the idea that he has a long term, like, I'm going to do spelling reform, and he has all these, like, long-term goals that he wants to get to that aren't necessarily evil, but that would just make more sense to keeping a galaxy running. So
right,
yeah. Exactly. He's like, he's like, oh, these torts are really driving me nuts.
I like the idea that when he was dying, his last regrets were that he never lived to get to see the
as he's
a universal currency
flying down the shaft.
This is the whole point of this all. It's a unified currency. Sith bucks.
It really makes sense. Also a line item veto.
It should be 6 cents.
Sith bucks.
Sith cents. Sith cents.
Sith cents. Oh, there you go.
There you go.
A Sith cents.
See, it's like a pun, and it's real money.
I see dead people on my money because I use Sith Sense.
It's Darth Bane is on the 100,000th Sith Sense.
Padme's on all the ones, so those are the ones Vader has to see all the time that have Padme's face.
No.
Vader goes to the Twi'lekian strip club. He's like, oh, forget it. He leaves with all his Padme ones.
Speaking of puns, Han Solo says Lando says you should quit while you're ahead, and then Han Solo says, well, you should quit while you're behind.
And that is literally, and then he goes, oh, you're cute. That right there is like Han Solo and Lando, they now you have to add it.
that's three edits already.
Exactly. Sorry, kids. I know that there's so many kids that are in the back seats of cars going to school in the morning.
Not anymore.
And dads or moms are listening to Star Wars Minutes, the routine. And here comes Radke and his garbage. And I curse. I'm so sorry,
you're
kids.
Only calling more attention to
it. Right.
Yes.
Eat
Chota.
Yeah, it's a weird interaction between the two of them. I don't get that quit while you're behind. Like, anyway.
No, it was sexy. It was a sexy interaction.
You think it's a double entendre. It was Three's Company-esque.
It was ribbled, clearly Lando. He was like, so, Han, have you been to, Tanab?
It's like, you really should quit while you're ahead. He's like, you got a behind that won't quit. And then Six Eyes was just like, I understood that. And like, then they had to cut.
Ron Howard's like, no, this isn't Cocoon.
This is too edgy. Cut out some of the jokes, Fonz.
Yeah. And then Mouth's like, I. Oh, no. What did Mouth say?
I don't know.
He didn't even have a catchphrase, did he?
He didn't. Why didn't Mouth? Of all the kids, like, if Gary Marshall's coming in saying you all need catchphrases, that's why Mouth quit. He's like, well, what about me?
That's why he quit in the 12th season of the show.
Right. I'm 12 seasons in and I don't have a catchphrase yet. That's it.
Yeah, but Chachi's got wah, wah, wah. Like, what's going on? What about my mouth attack? Why can't mouth attack hit?
He just kept, I love the idea of him like showing up to Gary Marshall's office every week being like, okay, I got a new list. What do you think about mouth attack? No?
How about mouth to mouth?
Mm-hmm.
And six mouths?
So then Lando says, I like this kid.
Uh-huh.
So here we see it being flipped. Han is usually the person calling Luke kid. Now here, Han's the kid. You see, they turned it around. Here's a trivia question for you guys. What is the age relationship between Donald Glover and Alden Ehrenreich?
Donald Glover is 3 years younger.
Donald Glover is 3 years younger.
Mm-hmm.
Pete, you want to wager?
I will say he is 3 years older.
Three?
How many Sith cents are you betting?
All in.
Here's some
Parcheesi pieces.
Here's an inch. Before I reveal the answer, I will say that Emilia Clarke, right in the middle between them, age-wise.
Whoa!
Donald Glover is the
between
oldest.
Them, are you crazy? What?
Donald Glover is the oldest, born in 83. Alden Ehrenreich, born November 22nd, 1989. So Donald Glover, 6 years older.
So Donald Glover was born in the year of the Jedi.
We have not talked about Lando yet. Chris, what, how do you feel about Lando?
Lando! I mean, of all of the Star Wars, I love Mando.
Mando and Lando.
I'm really worried about Obi-Wan. But he'll be okay. And I'm worried. I'm sure he'll be okay. Right.
You go on without him.
Oh, you're a martyr. You're a martyr.
It's not worth it.
So, what a martyr. That's how I learned what that word martyr was.
Me too.
I think the casting is inspired. I think Donald Glover is terrific. I don't understand why we don't have the Lando Chronicles happening on Disney Plus. Like you've got Donald Glover, he's not getting any younger, and just book him and make a bunch of Lando adventures. Like that's like all they should be doing.
I believe,
and you could
they are right. That's what's.
No, I mean that was a rumor, but like keep Billy Dee and Rise of Skywalker girl out of it. Just focus on. Literally, do Phoebe Waller-Bridge's and Donald Glover.
They're not bringing L3 back. Even if they do a Lando show, L3 will not be a part of that show.
What was that controversial?
I mean, when I was Googling something about her before I put in L3 and the auto thing said L3 worst Star Wars character.
So, not true.
I agree with you. We'll get there.
We got time to talk about
L3. Star Wars character is Padme Amidala.
Oh no.
Yeah.
I was gonna say it was Carge, but
Carge.
Yeah,
I think Padme, Carge, and Ben Quadraneros.
Ben Quadraneros is the best.
What about Claude? Isn't that like a Claude?
I love Claude.
He's having a big moment on the internet right now.
Is Claude that stupid?
Yeah,
he's like a giant garden slug that lives in the Falcon.
Yeah, he's the worst. He's the worst. He is the worst. You know who's the worst Star Wars character? J.J. Abrams. That's who the worst Star Wars character is.
You know who I don't think is the worst Star Wars character is that
Mando?
white sort of bunny Lando? Rabbit that's standing next to Han Solo during this scene.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I had his, let's see.
Because I can only find him identified as Solo Species Number 7. I could not find any name for that creature other than
using the same reference then.
Yeah.
Not a lot on it out there,
which I'm surprised considering he gets to share a shot with Han Solo for
a
good 15 seconds.
Yeah.
But it really tells you the sort of.
He's heavily featured in the Denny's commercial. If you guys, I rewatched the Denny's commercial for this week because I knew that we were, a lot of these guys were more closely featured in there.
Veterans.
Did he order the moons over my hammy?
Moons over Diego.
all these creatures are featured in the, go watch the Denny's Solo commercial for the trading cards. They're featured.
This looks like a cartoon mascot version of like Cabe. It looks cartoony.
He's got like split ears that seem to be independently controllable.
Oh, okay. I didn't know.
They call him Split Ears.
Split Ears.
That's his name. He walked in like
Bunny Split Ears. How does it feel to be
on my
in
own?
Such rarefied? How does it feel to be in such rarefied air that you were part of the Star Wars Story ad campaign along with Denny's?
Us and Denny's. That's where
it was. Star Wars Minute and Denny's got the sponsorship dollar.
That would explain why the movie didn't do as well as they anticipated. If that is the case.
They were like, okay, so our media plan is Denny's.
Yeah.
And there's this really great podcast.
Two-pronged approach. Denny's.
Oh, remember right. when everyone got all, like, in the Star Wars Listener Minute Society and people got all hot and bothered and pissed that you guys were selling out?
Yeah.
I couldn't hear them over all the money.
I know. I'm just kidding. Now let's take this time because we now have mics. Let's go. And I have my list of grievances I'd like to go over.
Are these just general grievances?
They are.
Hello there.
Yeah. Hello there, Mr. Katz. So what else we got on this episode?
I figured now would be a good time to bring up the my background information on Sabac. Or should we save it for tomorrow? I was looking at I can't see the clock from here, but
we're definitely
I can't wait. Did I mention that I've got a great Sabac story for you guys?
Oh, you want to give us another guitar solo story?
Oh yeah, why don't you do a guitar solo? I'll save my Sabac round information for tomorrow or whatever.
So this is a obvious one. This is that amazing kind of reveal, right? This is where Han Solo kind of flexes his muscle. Lando's like, I'm going to do you. And everyone is all like, this is really exciting.
You feel the tension.
This is the moment. And really probably the most prominent guitar solo in the history of guitar solos should be playing in the background while in a really bad like sound mix. and this is clearly the eruption minute. Mm. This is when they're pushing the money in, it's like, bang,
bad to the bone.
And it's just, it just starts and I hear EVH playing eruption in the background at this moment. And that's kind of, and I know it's kind of like, that's a lazy answer. This is the moment.
They should totally have a droid named EVH who's red with black and white stripes.
Mm. Oh my goodness. I'm going to make a custom action figure droid of that. EVH.
EVH.
Pasadena.
Rest in power, droid.
Conk. Yeah, I'll save my, I was going to guess eruption for yesterday when you said your favorite of all time. I was like, maybe it's
my favorite, the greatest guitar solo is that. Go back and listen to that if you haven't. Today is eruption.
All right.
Tomorrow's minute. You're never going to
super
guess
duper chocolate eruption.
Butter eruption.
Your scarf, not my style. But Han doesn't wear scarves, really.
Scarves.
I love that. They are flirted. They are, this game is over, and those two are making out in the alley behind the bar.
Your scarf?
In the snow.
Not my style. It looked better on my floor. You know, that kind of a thing.
That is and Kira's like, what is going on?
Yeah.
And Chewie's just kind of like,
all right, I just met this guy.
We took a shower together, so.
I thought we were dating, but
whatever.
Yeah, so this minute ends with a big thing. Han Solo wins the Millennium Falcon. We didn't even comment on it.
Not the Millennium Falcon. Oh, yeah, I guess so, right? I don't know. Yeah.
He says, he bets, and then he says, sorry, I got it. And he says, you got me good. So, big moment.
Right. But he wins the ship in the end of the movie. He doesn't win the ship here.
We'll see.
I don't know what could possibly happen that would stop him.
So, do the Kessel Run in this movie?
We'll get there, Pop.
Take your time.
You know why? Because we're 1 hour into the movie, if you can almost believe it, almost an hour into the film, which means there's still time for you to call 8 Day Greedo, our hotline. Leave a message about a short, ideally funny message about something that's going to happen in the future of the film. What do you think of the Kessel Run? Do you like the tentacle monster that's in that scene? Or would you rather not have a tentacle monster? Give us a call. Let us know what you think, and hopefully we'll use it on a future episode of the Star Wars Minute.
Minute.
The Star Wars Minute. Star Wars Minute.